Patrons, we're back, but we're here for the first one, episode one of
the
Ted Lasso.
The inaugural Hendo.
Yes, that's right. Pretty excited for this. Something different.
A little something.
A little something different. Formula's still the same, though. We know what we're doing. We're going to watch this episode one of Ted Lasso. And
how many episodes are in a season?
I don't know. I think it's 10.
God, I hope it's not 22.
It's definitely not 22. I think it's 10.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's a UK show, isn't it?
I think it's like an American UK hybrid.
So it's an American show that's filmed in UK.
I believe so.
Okay.
All right. We are going to get episode one up and running here. All right. Episode one goes for 30 minutes and 56 seconds. I'm going to get my earbud in, ready to go. We are still on the Kirin Ichiban's.
Ichiban, number one.
Is it still number one? Could be.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get into this, gang. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. Apple Original.
Name one other Apple show.
Show? I don't know. Soccer.
I think you mean football.
Football?
Football. God, do they say the word soccer once in this, you reckon? Although it's an American coach, isn't it? So maybe they will.
Got some skills there.
I mean, if you can't do that, do you even football, mate?
Oh, that sound is not good.
Ooh.
Something bad's happened.
Oh, it's her.
Who is she?
Is that the chick from Walking Dead?
No idea.
You've never seen an episode of Walking Dead?
I think I saw the first season. I just stopped after that.
Oh, maybe it's not. Rupert and I bought this on our first. Okay, it's not. I take it all back.
Why, you have exquisite taste.
Do you want it?
Oh.
Yes.
It's a Hockney. It must be worth £1 million.
Good point. You should have said yes.
You idiot. Auction power, please. She was never going to give it to him.
So,
he gets the bimbos. What does she get?
Excuse me, Miss.
Well, the booze?
I think she gets the club.
I think the booze.
If he's here, why isn't he here?
Oh, yes.
It's a good point.
This guy sucks.
Hey, boy.
Oh.
Who's this guy?
Some sack-tapping motherfucker. God, could those shorts be any tighter?
Oh.
I could ask the same of your hair. Please.
She's a cheeky one, isn't she? Right, love, listen, I've got training in a minute, so whatever it is you need to get off your impressive chest, let me have it.
Of course. You're fired.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
And I'll be buying out the remainder of your contract, so wish you the best of luck.
She doesn't mean
wow.
that.
Wow.
Fired? What the fuck for?
I suppose I could go for any number of reasons, really. Your casual misogyny, for one. I know, it's a big word. Ask one of your daughters what it means. Your performance, having led this team through yet another remarkably average season. Or maybe it's because you insist on wearing those tiny shorts that
thank you
to see one of your testicles.
Don't show it.
Oh, there's the other one.
Oh, good.
Liam and Noel. Though perhaps not an oasis.
So wow.
If I'm being completely honest, George, you're fired because I'm the owner now and I don't like you.
That's the power right there.
Now do piss off, you fat twat.
Wow. Nailed it.
I mean, he's getting paid out.
Hey, good boy. What do you think's worse? Your husband cheating on you? Or being the last to know?
Is there someone that could pop out and fetch me a salad?
Nothing with raisins in it, please.
Fuck you. So what to do as far as new managers go? Shall I prepare a list of candidates?
No. That won't be necessary.
I think she's got someone in mind.
This is a bit of surprising news from the other side of the Atlantic. AFC Richmond announced the hiring of their new manager, one Theodore Ted Lasso. Of course, recently it was Coach Lasso leading the Division II Wichita State Shockers to their first ever national title.
Nice.
In American football, he took the Shockers from a garbage program all the way to the promised land in his very first season as head coach. But for a lot of us, that's not how Ted Lasso found his way into our hearts. Certainly not into our living rooms. For me, it'll always be Ted celebrating a moment of joy with his team in a way that you really have to see to understand. And then even when you
seems like a happy bloke.
I don't necessarily know that understanding. Right on, Ted. Do your thing, man. And good luck with the most beautiful game. Do us proud. Go America.
Go America. Here we go.
What do you know Sudeikis from?
I was going to say, is his name Jason Sudeikis?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing.
I know he's a big Saturday Night Live person.
Oh, yeah.
Legend. Can I get an R2?
A what? An R2? Is that what he said?
You know, back where I'm from, we call those selfies. Well, it's not myself, yeah. It's us.
Oh, it's an ussy.
Ah.
I
like that.
Wicked. You coaching football, mate. You are a legend for doing something so stupid. Mental. They're going to fucking murder you.
Well, you know, I've heard that tune before, but here I am still dancing.
Legend. Yeah.
Another soccer book. Coach, you are a sponge. Come on, hit me with a fun fact.
They don't say out of bounds, they say into touch.
Okay, you owe me $5, but I sneak that new sentence later.
Good evening. We'll be dimming the cabin shortly.
We should get some sleep. The jet lag will kill us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to sleep.
Are we nuts for doing this? Yeah, this is nuts. Hey, but taking on a challenge is a lot like riding.
I mean, you must be getting paid well.
While you're doing it, probably doing it wrong.
Very well.
Okay, good night, coach. Good night, coach. Hey. If we see each other in our dreams, let's goof around a little bit, pretend like we don't know each other. You got it, Steve.
That's not where I thought he was going with that one. Dubai Air.
Oh, he's left his family behind. You a soccer football fan?
Love footy.
It's not what I meant.
Yeah, I like soccer. Went to the World Cup in Brazil, whatever.
What of it? No big deal.
No, I do like soccer for the World Cup. I don't know much about it. Ted Lasso. God, I should have read the cast then.
You didn't sleep at all. I'm sure you got plenty of opportunities.
Brain just kept on cooking. At first, I was thinking about not sleeping. Then I was thinking about not sleeping.
Yeah, I hear you. Good.
Next thing you know, they're handing out warm chocolate chip cookies in the plane's landing.
I didn't get a cookie. Did you eat mine?
That's not part of the story. I think. Hey, how you doing? Well, my name's Ted. What's yours?
Ollie.
All right.
Let me get your bags.
No, Ollie. We packed them. We'll carry them.
Love to make a little pit stop though.
Okay, follow me.
Let me do your hair.
Very messy. Pit stop, like sightseeing.
Why not?
What's that place called?
It's the London Bridge.
Hey, I've never actually said that we're not in Kansas before.
That's kind of nice.
Well, thanks for indulging us, Ollie. Ready to boogie whenever you are.
Okay, that's Tower Bridge.
He's still holding the sign.
Not the London Bridge, because this one's still up.
God, I wonder how many British jokes are going to go over our head. Came up with
soccer. Maybe your head.
Victoria and her headmasters, all they wanted to do was get the boys to stop masturbating, so they invented a sport where the boys wouldn't use their hands at all, and they thought that might do the trick. I'm not sure if it worked.
No, don't think it would have. Surely you would want to invent a sport where you would be using your hands a lot.
Yeah. Although maybe that would just strengthen them.
Ooh, good point.
Make the fierce masturbating even fiercer.
Feels different, coach.
Does it? Why do they call each other coach?
Because they're both coaches.
Stop touching the grass! Get off! Get off the pitch! He's running on it.
Who are you? I'm Ted Lasso. This is Coach Beard here.
Oh, Coach Beard?
Yes, sir.
I didn't look to take all the grass you want.
Oh, no,
we just
had
it cut. I can go through the garbage if you want. I can get you some more.
No, no need.
Thank you.
So he's a manager, not a coach.
No, the coaches.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's the manager.
You're the new manager. She's the owner.
So we're supposed to meet with Rebecca Welton.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking.
They're not managers.
Yeah, one step ahead. Hey, what's your name?
He's been called manager multiple times.
Has he?
Yeah.
No one ever asked my name.
What do you think it is? He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you're ready.
Oh, it's Nathan.
Nathan. Oh, I love that name. Hey, love your hot dogs.
Yeah, no, is that the American joke
must
we're going to miss?
Yeah.
We're going to miss all the American and all the British jokes.
I think we'll miss the American jokes more than the British jokes.
Love them.
Why?
I mean, did you love the in-betweeners? That's all British jokes.
Yeah, that was good.
Run away.
People really act like that.
scary owner.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Ted Lasso, your new coach. You must be Miss Welton.
Oh, please, call me Rebecca. Miss Welton's my father.
If that's a joke, I love it. If not, I cannot wait to unpack it.
It is so good to finally meet you both face to face. Higgins, oh, sorry, this is Higgins, our current director of communications.
Current.
IDs, housing information, you know, anything they need.
Wi-Fi password, wet wipes.
Humidifier, way ahead of your coach.
Thank you.
Wi-Fi password, wet wipes, and humidifier. Okay.
Take a seat.
Okay.
This is about the masturbation again.
Yes, please. Didn't get much sleep on the plane, so anything you got a little...
Why would you need wet wipes, though?
Trick, you know, mochaccino, frappuccino, any coffee thing, as long as I can't taste a hint of coffee. Well, usually I take it right back to the counter.
Oh, God, I hate tea.
Look at that. Okay.
Oh.
Well?
You know, I always figured that tea was just going to taste like hot brown water. And you know what? I was right. Yeah, it's horrible. No, thank you.
Welcome to England.
Yeah, get used to it, sucker, right?
Now, at least he's so nice about it, though.
Oh, I'd love to see Abbey Road.
Of the club.
Yeah, I'll
see that. So, this hall represents the club's long, albeit modest, history. The first match was played in 1897. During the
that war, is long.
Our stadium was used as a makeshift hospital. Now, some of the locals claim they still see fallen soldiers wandering around the pitch.
Ooh, that's spooky.
Oh, do you believe in ghosts, Ted?
I do. But more importantly, I think they need to believe in themselves.
And this is a war of previous owners.
Okay. Well, now look at this fella up here. With the girls and the champagne and everything. He looks like a good time.
That's my ex-husband.
Well, good times aren't always good times. I heard about all that. How are you holding up?
Yeah, hasn't been the easiest year.
All right. There's a little bit of vulnerability from her.
Oh, yeah. No, after a couple
of years. Sensing a romance between these two?
I mean, he's got married with a kid.
What?
I mean, not he's married, but he definitely had the picture of a woman and his kid. Oh, just thrown right into it.
Maybe he's got a really old daughter. Maybe they're separated.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. How y'all doing?
Here we go. These will be our main characters. If I don't hear silence, I'm going
to start punching dicks. All right, Vinnie Jones.
Oh, got a little dry. Did not expect fizzy water there. Sorry.
Hey, sparkling water is what's up.
Fucking yank. Okay, so, hey, why don't we just jump right in? Anybody got any questions?
Oh, I bet you there's questions.
Yeah, no, sure saw that coming.
You know, that's good. Better than no one raising their hand.
Yeah.
How about I go ahead and address
the whole shit.
Than average elephant in the room. No, I have never coached the sport that you folks call football. At any level.
Jesus. Very lacking in confidence there.
And heck, you could fill two internets with what I don't know about football. But I'll tell you what I do know. I know that AFC Richmond, like any team I've ever coached, is going to go out there and give you everything they got for all four quarters.
Two halves.
Oh, right, sorry. Halves, yeah. They're going to give you everything they got for two halves, win or lose.
Or tie.
Oh, right, y'all do ties. That's one thing I'm getting used to for me, okay? Because back where I'm from, you try to end the game in a tie, well, that might as well be the first sign of the apocalypse. Now, look here, I respect what you folks in the media do, and my door is always going to be open. All right, you can ask me anything. No topic will be into touch.
All right, one final question.
No one's asked a question.
Right there in second row. Yeah. I like your glasses. Oh,
thank you. Trent Crim, The Independent. I just want to make sure I have this right. You're an American who's never set foot in England, whose athletic success has only come at the amateur level, a second tier one at that, and is now being charged with the leadership of a Premier League football club, despite clearly possessing very little knowledge of the game.
Is this a real club?
You got a question in there, Trent?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is this a fucking joke?
Jesus.
Thank you, Trent!
I love journalists.
Even name any footballers.
Well, yeah, you got Ronaldo and the fellow that bends it like himself.
Fuck you!
Who the fuck are you?
No, I mean, he got into the
Nobody can understand you.
I actually don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry.
Well, this got out of control.
It's only through editing. If you take away the snappy cuts, the camera angles, it's fine.
So why has she hired him?
Well, obviously we're going to find out eventually. He's going to spit it again, isn't he?
He's made an entrance.
Coach Lasso, Lord, you must forgive my fellow countrymen. Somewhere over the last few years, we seem to have abandoned all sense of manners and hospitality. My, my, aren't you a salty bunch?
But I can't remember the last time the press room was this full. Yet here you all are.
Mm.
Maybe you're not such a mad notion after all. And despite the number of you here, there is not a single person in this room who has seen Richmond play more than I have.
And in all those years, under the stewardship of the previous owner...
Yeah, don't mention his name.
...nothing but profound mediocrity. Am I wrong?
Well, it's a bit harsh.
Am I wrong?
Wow. Commanding presence.
Now, Coach Lasso may not have a CV that you all find acceptable, but he does have one thing this club doesn't. A trophy from this millennium.
So, like it or not,
Richmond are changing the way we do things. And from now on, that way is the Lasso way.
She's good.
Definitely.
Match with Crystal Palace. Thank you so much.
He is not.
Mean, y'all, and sorry for spitting on all your stuff up here.
Thank you.
I gave him 3 weeks.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Ted, don't you think about them for another second. You have a job to do, and proving them wrong just been added to the list.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Oh, thank you, Coach. Yeah.
Spit it.
See, I'm fine when there's no bubbles. You know, I can do that all day. Oh, okay. You know, I'd love to say hi to the team if I can.
Can't keep a gaffer from his pitch.
You can say
what's
that.
A gaffer? Okay. Oh, he doesn't know either. Is that the joke?
Over to him.
Miss Watson, I was a bit skeptical, but after hearing you speak in the...
She's going to tear him a new one.
Excited by your choice, Coach.
What sort of cups are they?
Just what we need.
Oh, he's an absolute wanker.
I know.
Is he?
Pardon?
I hope he fails miserably.
Ah, that's her angle.
My ex-husband truly loved only one thing his entire life.
This club. This and she's going to destroy it.
Is she the villain?
So he's going to help me burn it to the ground.
Wow.
Is she the villain?
I want to torture Rupert.
Maybe he's the villain, like Rupert.
I want him to feel like he's being fucked.
Is he? With a splinter. Are we going to see lots of him?
In and out, over and over, a constant loop. Like a gif. That's what gifs do, isn't it? They're just endless.
Jesus.
That's correct.
He looks familiar.
Though some people pronounce it gif.
Thank you.
Probably shouldn't have corrected her.
Using a sense, so it sticks. The gaffer, me, going out to the pitch.
Yeah. Right. Trying to figure out what she meant.
Training. They call practice training.
Oh, it's vernacular. It won't be tough. You know what? I'm going to get it, though. Because training makes perfect.
There you go.
That's good.
Was it Nathan?
Yeah.
He's the water boy. He's definitely Vinny Jones.
Team captain, classic old school box-to-box midfielder.
Captain.
Definitely lost his stuff.
Okay. You know, he won't be captain long.
Won a Champions League with Chelsea. So.
That's I'll be like, all right, captain, you suck.
Yeah.
Give it to Nathan.
Oh, God, what?
That is a darn fine sports mix, young fella. Coach, you try this?
Sports mix? What is it?
I don't know. Like a Gatorade?
Gatorade. Powerade? Do they have them overseas?
That does not come lightly.
They're sports drinks. You continue
to impress. Maybe it's Maximus.
You remember my name.
You remembered my name.
Holy smoke, did you see that? That fella looked like a kitty cat when he gets spooked by a cucumber. Who the heck is that?
Jamie Tart, top scorer on the team.
Fuck off.
Oh.
Nate, what's he like?
Okay, you can see Prima some Donna issues Prick. With his team.
Yeah.
He's great. You know, football.
Nothing else?
Yeah, I know fellas like that.
Samuel Bisanya, right back defender out of the Nigerian league.
Nigeria? Like Africa? So these fellas are from all over the place?
I'm open, boy.
Well, I mean, he must be from England, yeah?
Wales.
Is that another country?
Yes and no.
How many countries are in this country?
Four.
Kind of like America these days.
Come on, where's his big rousing speech to the team?
Well, he's just getting familiar with the place right now.
I do love a locker room. Smells like potential. And am I getting notes of Axe body spray?
Spot on, coach. But I think they call it something else here.
Deodorant?
Lynx.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
You know the can.
I do.
My favorite of the Jungle Cats.
Do they not have Lynx in the US?
Maybe not.
Lynx is good.
Last time I saw eyes that cold, they were going head to head with Roy Scheider.
Jones?
No, all that jazz. I'm gonna say something. Howdy, fellas. Hey, don't stop what you're doing. My name's Ted Lasso. This here's Coach Beard. I know we don't officially start quite yet, but, you know, we just wanted to pop in, say howdy, let you know how excited we are to be here.
Knock, knock. Is everyone in here decent? Oh, boys, that's disappointing. Oh, shit. Am I interrupting you?
No, no, that's okay. How can I help you?
Oh, no,
Juno Temple?
That one.
Yeah.
Sorry, coach. She made me an appointment.
What is he wearing?
It's more for the fans than it is for me. Scored a goal, but I'll take my shirt off.
Sweetheart.
I mean, I can stay if you want.
No, that's okay.
All right. Cheers.
Yeah.
Probably should have kept him there.
No, I don't think so.
Now, are you?
No, babe. Just going to watch your ass.
Fuck off. Watch it. And
we. Anywho, thank you for your time.
He didn't say anything.
Just, no, he did. He wanted to let them know he's real excited.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who they are. Yeah, you've lost me.
It's all underdog winners, probably. Ah, that jet lag kicked in.
Coach, you gotta stay up. Come on, man, don't be a sleep cop. Roy, hey. Roy.
Yeah. What do you want?
It was real fun watching you out there today. You know, the boys really respond to you. It doesn't surprise me, though. You've had a heck of a career.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought it would end being coached by Ronald fucking McDonald.
Wow. What an asshole.
He's so hard, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's well hard.
Do you think he's going to get kicked out, or he'll get turned around to be a real gentle guy?
Surely the redemption's there.
Yeah.
He thinks he's mad now. Wait till we win him over.
He'll be furious.
You got any tape?
Do you have that on him?
What is it?
Sign from his kid.
Believe. Yeah. Even straight.
Don't matter. Good enough.
What are you doing in there? Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I shouldn't laugh.
It's okay. No, I was just, you know, I was making some adjustments to the locker room here.
Nice. Yeah, though I believe it's crooked.
Doesn't matter.
Now, here I am thinking it was the room that was all out of whack, but you know what? What you doing back here? Where's Jamie?
Oh, he left his phone in his locker.
Oh, why don't he?
He's still getting waxed. Surprisingly furry. Mm. The hair was like growing back while she was doing it. May I?
Oh, yeah, yeah, help yourself.
Sweet.
Slide it down on that side.
Oh, great.
Keep going, a little bit. Teeny bit more. Stop. It's perfect.
All right. How about that?
Nice. Smell it worse.
Yeah.
Wow. Old school.
Yeah.
I'm Keely, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Ted Lasso.
No, I know. You're trending hard on Twitter right now.
How about that?
Do you even tweet?
Nah. But I do beatbox all right.
Well, that was a miss.
That's terrible.
I never know how to react when a grown man beats
I hope you never run into Bismarcky.
Some right. American thing.
Well, if you get curious and you start searching around on Twitter, I would avoid hashtag Richmond or wanker or dick.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Oh, welcome to England.
Well, let's see that crooked sign.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, and thanks again for the lift.
That's all right.
Hey, is you Nate?
Oh, that one. Oh, God, no. No, I couldn't handle that. This is me. Great.
You missed a bean car.
So get that in there.
Rolls Royce.
The midnight oil, I see, Ted.
Well, as the man once said, the harder you work, the luckier you get, huh?
On the diagonal.
My apologies, Ted. We should have ordered you a car.
Oh, no, that's okay. Night, y'all.
What is wrong?
It's just that everything I've eaten today feels like it's stuck right here. Seems like such a nice manner. I'm not sure I can do this.
Obviously, for this to work, I'm going to need the full support of my new director of football operations.
Oh,
nice.
That's a promotion and substantial pay rise that would be of interest.
Little bribery.
And your family.
Hey, look, this car's got an invisible steering wheel. Yeah, I'm just kidding. It's my man.
You'll be in the back.
You're a godsend, Ted Lasso.
Thanks one, no one.
Well,
I accept.
Oh no.
I mean, what choice does he have?
I mean, are they just going to they've just hired this guy, and that's the extent of them wrecking the club, or are they going to be continually?
I'm sure it won't be harder than it was to sneak
doing stuff against him. Oh, unlucky Higgins.
So she wasn't the last to know. She said she knew about it.
She still could have been the last to know.
Maybe.
This is you, Coach.
Oh, hey. All right, you good?
Good, you good?
Yeah.
Night, Coach.
Good night, Coach.
Oh, I almost forgot.
What's this for? Into touch.
Get some sleep, Coach.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't hear him say
into
that.
Into touch?
Yeah, the bed on the plane. Instead of saying out of bounds.
Okay.
Must have missed it.
Oh, yeah. Into touch. Welcome, Coach Tim Lasso.
Tim?
Is that what it said?
It said Tim Lasso.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's Ted.
Oh. What's this show called?
Ted Lasso.
Did you see what was in his gift basket?
That's something about Ultimate Geezer's Guide or something.
It was Walker's Shortbreads.
Nice.
It was Hobnobs.
Oh, love Hobnobs.
You would.
Watch those time zones.
Hey, big guy. How's school day? Right. No, I forgot. Yeah, I'm a little loopy today. Yeah, you can say that. No, that's okay. No, I just want to hear your voice. Yeah, go do your thing. Yeah. Hey, is your mom there? Okay. Thanks, big guy. Yeah, I miss you.
Is he separated?
Yeah, I love you too.
He looks nervous.
Hey, how you doing? Well, so far so good. Yeah. It's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah. Okay. But probably not then.
See the product placement? Yeah, from the Apple TV show?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's actually pretty nice. Yeah.
When you put your hand on the phone, do not put your finger over the logo.
Yeah.
Point to it.
A little guy got to
Get on over here. Come check it out. But you know what did I say? That's what I'm doing, though. I'm giving you that space.
Oh, okay. So there is problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, myself. Right.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Is that why I took the gig?
No, that's okay.
I mean...
Hey, Michelle. I love you.
Okay. It's still together.
No, that's okay. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Well, really rough.
You still got the wedding ring on.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe she'll come crawling back when he wins at soccer.
Jeez, this is a very serious moment in this gentle comedy we've been watching.
I mean, what, you just want non-stop laughs? Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
I mean, this isn't bad.
I hope they don't end the episode on this note.
Now I can't sleep.
Okay.
Cool. All right. What'd you think of that first episode, Dean?
Yeah, I think the character of Ted Lasso is very likable. And I think that going forward, you know, I want to see more from him. I think Sudeikis just embodies him pretty perfectly.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty solid first start. Lots of belly laughs there.
Yeah, lots of laugh out louds.
Setting up some good characters, some secondary characters there with like some of the footballers.
Higgins.
Yeah, Higgins. I think that we got a good eclectic cast. And I think it's got potential.
I like how many people we've met.
And, yeah.
You know, the potential for... shows with a big cast like this, there's a lot to work with. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Definitely got potential.
All right, that's the first episode done.
Yep.
Hope you guys are watching along with us. Episode 2 will be out, I think, sometime next week. So we'll probably do this once a week, and hopefully this show keeps going strong.
Just like me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, patrons, we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.